The FBI is also adding iris scans to the database because each person's eye contains a unique pattern that's easy to capture. For Wiltz, the real value of NGI is solving cold cases.
I think about how powerful that is. I can't wait till those success stories come out. It's going to be worth its weight in gold of why we developed NGI.
The biggest concern and what people need to know about next generation identification is that anybody could end up being in that database.
Jennifer Lynch is a lawyer with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is suing the FBI to find out exactly what data the agency is collecting.
The way that NGI is set up, the FBI has said, is that they're just including mugshots. But that is really just a policy that the FBI has taken. There's no law that says that they have to limit the inclusion of images to mugshots.
The FBI acknowledges that its facial recognition system sometimes flags the wrong people. 15% of the time, the suspect won't be among the top 50 hits.